Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. One of my favorite companies is the Life is Good Company. I have a ton of their t-shirts, and the other day I threw one of them on that says, "Optimism is cooler." I went outside to do some yard work, and a little kid in our neighborhood, Eloise, who I call Louie, asked me what my shirt said, and I told her it says, "Optimism is cooler, Louie." And then she said, "I have no idea what that means." And she pedaled off without a care in the world, never looking back at me. Funny thing, I thought to myself, I'm putting this moment in a podcast. So many times in an organization or in life, we seek advice or understanding from an older or more experienced person, and we ride away carefree and go about our own direction without a second thought. In this episode, I want to talk to you about a few perspectives to help support you in your life and leadership and discuss a few strategies to help you grow and engage the legacy experts in your life and work. Each of us, over the course of our lives, has been in a position where there are other people in our lives or organization that have more experience than us. However, there is this weird kind of dismissal we have for people who've been in the organization a really long time. There's a desire for us to prove ourselves and move forward without their help. Well, that is all fine and good, especially if you're innovating and believing that you're on to something new. But I have news for you. Regardless of what you are doing, there are very few scenarios or problems that have not been faced by someone within your organization. I like to joke when I present to people about change management that we are quick to ignore the people within the organization that have a lot of experience and dismiss them because they'll tell you all the reasons something won't work. We hear that as a pessimistic perspective, but what if the secret sauce was in all the things that actually don't work? And learning why. To help you shape your thinking about the value of looking at our past before planning your future and engaging the legacy experts, let's enjoy a little history lesson. Longtime listeners know that I have an affinity for music. I love it. And I was thinking the other day when I was having kind of an old man moment that original songs are usually better songs to the people who experienced them when they came out. But remakes and covers can make an old song come alive in a new way. Iterations and building off of others' achievements is a great way to maintain and ensure success. But when we think about legacy and the value of understanding others' perspectives, I think we have to start with thinking about our own and making certain that we are truly looking back in order to move forward. Now, I want you to think about the answer to this question. Who is the most successful pop star of all time? Let's baseline here to be fair to everyone. A pop star is an abbreviation. Pop stands for popular, as measured by a standard. That standard is usually the top 100 songs of the week. Pop stars are musicians who have a certain number of plays or downloads on the radio and now on streaming services. There are so many ways to measure views and plays, but for the sake of this podcast, we're going to talk about the purchased music, the actual purchased music. Remember going to a record store and buying a record, a tape, or a CD? Well, as we look to study legacy and understanding the importance of looking back, I want you to answer this question. Remember it. Who is the most successful pop star of all time? It can be a person or a band. Now, right now, and depending upon your musical recollection, we may be thinking about a lot of different artists. Like everyone, we use our own knowledge base to answer our questions and formulate a response. Plus, we take into consideration our age, what we've experienced, who we know, and all of those other factors. The basic understanding that we each have of what we know is a driver in our ability to either change ourselves or change our organizations. This personal knowledge base and understanding is something that can either prohibit us from being successful, paralyze us in our decision-making, or propel us. Looking at the systems in which we serve for the answers, however, is often not done as part of the process. And this leads to disengagement and frustration. Because there is usually a, and I'll call them a legacy expert, someone who understands the situation and the solution, but is either not engaged or blown off in the process. So back to my question, who is the greatest pop star of all time? To do this, let's go backwards depending on your age so that you can get some ideas where to frame your answer. So here are some pop stars: Drake, Justin Bieber, Bruno Mars, Eminem, Britney Spears, NSYNC, Michael Jackson, U2, The Eagles, Led Zeppelin, The Beatles, Elvis, Frank Sinatra. Who do you think? These are some of the biggest pop stars of each of the decades for the last 70 years. Drake, for instance, in this decade, he broke a record previously set by the Beatles. He had 7 songs on the top 10 at the same time. Bieber, last decade, well, he just blew it up. Garth Brooks and Britney in the 90s. Michael Jackson flat out owned the 80s, and he's called the King of Pop because the Thriller album sold over 120 million copies and is still selling. The Eagles album, Hotel California, is still the best-selling American band album of all time, selling 20 million copies. ABBA's Gold, their greatest hits album, is the longest album ever on the top 100 Billboard. The Beatles, well, they're the flippin' Beatles. Elvis, well, come on. Here's a guy that spanned decades, and it is estimated that all of his albums sold nearly 1 billion copies across the world. And Frank Sinatra, who was arguably the first heartthrob of all time in pop music in the 40s, has sold millions of records, and he was referred to as the chairman of the board. So, who is the greatest of all time? Who is the legacy expert amongst pop musicians? Who is the person in music that everyone looks past? Oh, Ted, there's a trick. Yeah. Who actually has all the answers? Who's faced everything? And who could guide us today when we look back at his experiences to the answers we need in order to be successful today? Now, before I share the answer, let's look at the numbers. This person who sold over 1 billion copies of music over the last 80 years is still on the charts. He had 203 top 10 hits. That's right, 203. 41 times he had the number one song on the charts. 41 times. Now, just for sake of relevance, Michael Jackson had 13 number ones. The Beatles had 17. And Elvis, 18. This person, 41. This legend also recorded over 1,700 songs. You see, one of the greatest challenges we have as leaders is looking past what is obvious, and when we think we know better, I can guarantee you that there is someone out there that if we just leaned into, they could teach us an existing way, show us a proven method or reason, or simply just tell us that's a bad idea. So who is the greatest pop star of all time? I'm pretty certain that 99% of you look past this artist, and once you hear his voice, you'll be like, huh, I think I knew that.
Oh, would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule?
Yeah. It's Bing Crosby. His first number one was in 1927, My Blue Heaven. And his last top 40 song was in 2018, when White Christmas hit 34th on the top 40 again. And that is the song that has sold over 50 million copies. Just that song, which is the number one selling single of all time. The next closest is Candle in the Wind by Elton John after Lady Di or Princess Di died with 30 million copies. Crosby had 203 songs hit the top 10 over the course of 5 decades. In 1931, he had 18 top 10 songs, 15 of which were top 5, and that was in 1 year. He is the voice of Christmas. And all through the 30s and 40s and into the 50s, he was the voice heard in every house in America, every day, every hour. And since the 1940s, he has been heard every holiday, every year, pretty much every hour, but always. He is the only artist listened to by the great-great-grandchildren of the people who saw him live in the 20s today. Think about that. In just 20 years, we will have been listening to him for 100 years at the holiday season. What's the point of all this? The point is, we look past the legends in our lives and in our history all of the time. We look at the most recent, trendiest ideas and people, and that is who we turn to. But with that, we lose a significant opportunity to grow and learn, avoid conflict, and we fail to recognize that the legends in our organizations have experiences that allow for us and those we serve to be successful. Clearly, I'm getting excited about this. Let's look at a strategy here to help you help others. Remember, we are Buffalo leaders who optimistically charge into storms in an effort to ensure we take on our challenges with optimism and are protective and proactive of what we need to do. We do this because we are leaders who understand that we have influence, and that influence is supported by our empathy and ability to reflect. So let's do some reflection and find ways to engage those we serve. Whenever you are instituting change in your life or your organization, you should seek out legacy experts or the legends in your arena. So what is a legend? Well, at work, in life, these are people who have experienced multiple efforts to change or improve. They've been around for a while. Now, they don't have to be 80. They can be 12, as I'll show you in a second. They are the people who have seen multiple initiatives come and go. They've watched things go over and over again, and they are the people who have survived multiple traditional leadership transitions. These legends, through their very persistence, carry with them a tremendous amount of knowledge, and they rarely know they have it. They are people who go about their business, are pretty steady, don't tend to get caught up in politics, and also have a survival instinct that allows them to pivot with the changes of organizations. They are, however, keenly aware of their surroundings, and they have a mindset that is unique within those they work with. So how are people like this powerful in your life, and how do they have the ability to support the success of you and others? Simple. Here's the problem. No one ever asks them what they think about stuff before it happens. We usually go to them afterwards and say, yeah, why did this happen? How come this isn't working? But we don't ask before we implement. You know how leaders ask us to change our processes or behaviors, and then there are people who are like, oh boy, here we go again. This never works. Most of the time, the reason change doesn't work is because people don't let it work. But you know who knows how to make it work? The legends, the Bings of your organization, the people we look past because there is a new shiny person on the scene, and we forget about the old standby who's had lots more success and experience than any of us ever will. How do you engage the legends? Simple. Before you try anything new, you go show and tell them what it is you're thinking of doing. And then you ask a simple question. What hurdles will I face? Then you ask, what will be the resistance? And why hasn't this worked in the past? Now, did you hear that? Hurdles, resistance, and failure. All legends can tell you with precision where the weaknesses and faults are. And more importantly, they can tell you what needs to be done in order to be successful and what to try, how to apply your knowledge, and what to avoid. This is why having a mentor or coach is so important, having your very own legend. But in an organization, let me give you some examples of legends that you may look past. Let's start in schools. Just like the musicians, you are immediately looking past the legends. If you want to make lasting change in an elementary school, who are the legends you should be speaking with? Eighth graders. Yep, you don't have to be old to be system legacy experts. You just have to have been there for a while. Who better to tell you how to get better than your former students? And if you want to make middle schools better, guess what? Ask high schoolers. And then you want to make high schools better? Well, then you ask your recent alumni. If you're struggling with engagement, attendance, online learning, stop trying to solve the problems with the staff and the adults and start engaging the legendary students. They'll tell you all the ways things work and don't work, and they'll help you be successful because they want to be successful. We look past so many internal experts, it's painful. I cannot emphasize enough how powerful it is to engage kids and students. When I was a middle school principal, I had the PAT, Principal Advisory Team. Kids from each grade level who I brought together to advise me on everything from hallway safety to curriculum. These kids taught me more about leadership than any adult. They were in tune with what we needed to do, experienced in our community, had ownership, and were willing to work to make us better. Well, that's what legends do. A tireless pursuit of something they see as important. If you want to improve your onboarding process, engage people who were hired a year ago and use their legacy to improve the system. If you want to improve your classroom practices, ask the kids who sit there looking at you for hours a week. They're legacy experts by this time of the year, online or in person. If you're trying to retain employees, stop talking to the people who are quitting and start talking to the people that are sticking around. When you are attempting to make systemic change, you also have to engage system leaders, and the best way to do that is to engage legacy experts in a jury pool. Yeah, this is the second strategy. Here's what you do. You take a broad group of legends from your organization, and you treat them like a jury. You present to them your case, the situation, the problem, the need, or the change you want to make, and then you ask them to answer these questions. What am I missing in my plan? What will the culture resist? What will the culture eat alive? Why hasn't this worked in the past? What can you do to support the success of this change? Did you hear that? I'm going to repeat it. What am I missing in my plan? What will the culture resist? What will the culture eat alive? Why hasn't this worked in the past? What can you do to support the success of this change? These prompts could be asked of anyone in any organization, and if you have the slightest bit of trust and they have the tiniest bit of ownership, they'll answer you so honestly, you'll be stunned. Seriously, teachers, ask your students. Principals, ask the staff. CEOs, ask your teams. Doctors, ask the patients. If you really want to employ significant change in your leadership, it starts with the ability to get the legends to share with you what they have seen and experienced. Ignore them, and you know what you'll hear? I could have told you that. Or the worst, I told you so. So many of us believe that we are right, feel that we can, through our own enthusiasm, get things done. But the truth is that this is a combination of a few factors. First, the ability for leaders to put aside ambition and arrogance and ask the legends for their ideas. Second, the ability for us to recognize that there is wisdom within the organization that needs to be tapped at the onset of an idea. And finally, maybe, just maybe, there are others here that know more than us. Be humble and don't stumble. Wait a minute. I'm going to submit that to the Life is Good t-shirt company. All right, seriously, use the legacy experts within your organization to help you succeed for others. Legacy experts are all around you. They don't have to have white hair to be legacy experts. They just have to have experience and been part of the system. We spend a lot of time wondering why things didn't work, why the culture killed an initiative. Well, be Buffalo and charge into it. Ask the legacy experts on the front end of the problem. Ask them the questions we just discussed. Engage them in the process. Create ownership and share accountability. Oh, wait, you mean lead with collaborative spirit? Yes, that's what I mean. So let's do some smart thinking. List the legacy experts in your life. Describe how you can engage them in your improvement processes. Develop a process to engage the legends in your world. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you for listening, and please share and rate this episode on iTunes or wherever you listen to this episode. Also, thank you to the Well Pennies for their great music. The countdown is on. 3 more weeks, and their new album comes out. Make sure to go to their website and purchase a copy and support them. Finally, this podcast was sparked when I was supporting 3 young leaders last week. I made a reference to a musician, and they had no clue who I was talking about. And in our discussion, they said they wished they had people they worked with that knew as much as I did and my team. And I just laughed, saying, I don't know nearly as much as the people you work with. You see, these 3 were all 15 to 20 years younger than me. I think that made them 12 and 10. Well, actually, it made them in their mid-30s. And I shared with them the process I just shared with you. We all look for answers outside of our organization when all the answers are actually within. We look past legends all the time, and we need to look to them, create the conditions for them to be willing to safely participate, and reinforce their skills and knowledge. Seriously, when I was asking you about who the greatest pop star of all time was, were you thinking about Bing Crosby? Well, when you think of looking for support in your leadership, who are you looking past? There are plenty of new people and new ideas in every organization, and their innovations, risk-taking, and ideas are important to keep you relevant. But at the end of the day, if we want to implement all of those things, we need to use the people in our world that are consistent, dedicated, and legendary. You just need to take the first step to engage them so that everyone benefits from them. This week, don't look past the steady, consistent, and legendary people you work with. Engage them and have them show you the easiest path to get out of the storm with ease.
When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. I turn to the right and a little white light is gonna lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're so happy in my blue heaven.